I was born of two Jewish parents in 1950, 2 years after the founding of the State of Israel, and was raised in an upper middle class, B'nai B'rith, lobby intensive synagogue. From the time I could walk and talk, it was drilled into my head that Israel must survive. Am Israel Chai.
Am Israel Chai. Am Israel Chai. Am Israel, Am Israel, Am Israel Chai. Am Israel Chai.
And that we Jews were owed our own Jewish state as a debt due to us by the Gentiles who inspired and allowed the so-called Holocaust. Watching in the following clip, these Jewish children singing Hatikva, the Israeli national anthem, reminds me of my own early childhood when at every Sabbath morning service, we children also sang the Israeli national anthem, imprinting on our impressionable minds that the religion of Judaism and the Zionist secular state of Israel were of one piece. When these Jewish children become adults, the sentimental strains of Hatikva, actually a Gentile Slovak hymn, will ensure that their money will fund and perpetuate Jewish lobbies like AIPAC to keep the racist, genocidal state of Israel as the Gentile world's top priority, and the Jewish contempt for the Palestinians as an internationally supported sentiment.
Nothing good is going to come out of it unless they keep fighting all the way with it till they wipe them all out.
And oh, that sense that we Jews are innocent victims, providing the lie of a need for a Jewish state, was my everlasting lot as a Jewish child when the rabbis taught us that we Jews could do no wrong, but that all wrongs were committed against us by the Gentiles who must swallow the Holocaust line. The
non-Jewish world needs to understand that one of the lessons of the Shoah is that there must be a state of Israel. I've been in this area of work for over 30 years at the Simon Wiesenthal Center, and I'm not interested in spending time with people who are ready to stand in silent tribute to dead Jews if they don't respect live ones.
As regards the riddle of Jewish success, one important component is the Jewish stress laid on education. You see, while the children of the Goyim were sitting in front of the boob tube in a bookless home, so the narrative goes.
I remember the first time as a kid going into a friend's house and not being able to exactly put my finger on why the house seemed different, and I realized there were no books in the house. And I hadn't been in homes because I hadn't been outside of the Jewish community where there weren't a lot of books around.
We Jewish children were in our rooms and even at play with oodles of books before us, preparing to be doctors, lawyers, CPAs, and CEOs. And no books in the homes of the Goys? Well, sure, the Gentiles were just uneducated stoops made to be ruled over, as it was my indoctrination growing up Jewish. And the pinnacle, that breathless height of Yiddishkeit, is one's bar mitzvah day. What greater experience could a young Jewish boy exult in than to have an all-paid-for bar mitzvah in Israel, complete with Israeli Jewish soldiers and the entire mishpucha present? Even Rahm Emanuel, when he was White House Chief of Staff, chose to miss the first Jewish American Heritage Month ceremony at the White House.
Thank you so much. I am proud to welcome you to the first ever event held at the White House to honor Jewish American Heritage Month. I know that my Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, wanted to be here, but some of you know he is in Israel for the bar mitzvah of his son.
To see his boy crowned with a mark of Judaism, the bar mitzvah, in Jewry's earthly center of world dominion, the Antichrist city of Jerusalem. Well, I'm all grown up Jewish now, but I see the Jewish world through different eyes. As an Orthodox Christian and fully informed adult, I live to uncover Zionist Jewry's scheme, to reveal it, to bear it, to expose it as a dangerous and sinister quest to overturn, destroy, and take over Christendom's Western civilization.